Giovanna Simpson, Burnie City Council Deputy Mayor. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Lee, and welcome back.
Thank you. Always great to be back on the airways. Now, I believe the first council meeting with a newly elected council last night at the council chambers.
Yes, certainly it was, Lee. And unfortunately, the live streaming system decided not to work at the beginning of the meeting.
The bugs were in the system, eh?
There was a bug in the system, so unable to live stream. So do apologise for all of those that would normally watch online, because we get quite a few people online. So big apologies for that.
And it's always good for those that can't make it to those council meetings. You can check it out. That's technology when it's working, of course. And I believe Mayor Teddy Brumby chaired the very first meeting.
Yeah, she did, and she did it to an almost full gallery. It was very short and sharp too for the Mayor's first meeting. It took about 32 minutes, Lee. Probably one of the quickest we've had. So
Over in a flash.
Yeah, it was really good. And our last meeting in the year will be held in December. And for more details on that, or if you would like to submit a question, which you need to do the Friday before the meeting, you can head to our website and follow the links from there, Lee.
We better get the technicians involved.
Yeah, we might have
with
to.
With a bit of technical know-how to help out.
Nothing worse than technical issues.
Just so it doesn't break down again. Now, it's the final week of the Australia Day nominations too, isn't it?
It is. So they close this Friday. So if you know of an outstanding member of our community, Lee, or a great community event, nominate them now in either the Citizen of the Year, we've got Junior or Senior Citizen, or the Community Event of the Year. Now, we've had some fantastic events throughout the year, haven't we? And nominations are coming through thick and fast, which is great, but you've still got time to nominate for someone who you think is deserving. And, you know, follow the links on the council website, or the Facebook page has also got the links on it as well.
Wonderful people in our community are deserving of some awards.
Yeah,
they
so many.
Get that recognition, which not only from time to time when you talk to the people that they're in it to do. They're there just because it's for the love, isn't it?
Yeah, it's for the love of the community. So, you know, just please nominate them, because it's really, you know, if they're worthy of a nomination, let's get them in.
Sad news last week. With the passing of a Burnie identity from AHP Shoe Store, John Peace, and the father of one of your colleagues at Council, David.
Yeah, that's right. Our father of Councillor David Peace, and an absolute tragedy for the city of Burnie. He was a great man and very well known and very well respected as well, Lee, throughout the community. He's done so much, and, you know, it's a really sad day for Burnie with losing John.
When you track back at what he's done over his, 90-odd years.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just amazing. He got his hands dirty. He got involved in a lot of clubs and organisations. It's just tremendous of what he's done, and it's a life well lived.
Oh, absolutely. And as you said, Lee, he was involved in a lot of organisations still to this day. I mean, he sat on the Business Northwest board, and of course I sat with John on the PCYC board as well. So he's just, you know, he had his finger in every pie, so to speak.
Yeah. And
just, you know, we're certainly going to miss seeing his face around the street. And he was still in the shoe store, of course, AHP. You'd still see his little face in there sometimes. So, yeah, very big loss for Burnie, and our condolences to David and his family.
Still working on the lay-bys at AHP Shoe Store. Popped in and said good day to David last Friday and offered my condolences there to him and the whole family. Just kept himself busy.
Yeah, he really did. So he's definitely going to be very missed. And, you know, I guess on behalf of council and the whole community, as I said, big condolences to his family. But he was an incredible man and did so much for Burnie, the town that he loved.
And a great local shoe store, AHP's, there in Wilmot Street.
Absolutely, one of the best.
Rest in peace, Mr. John Peace. Sunday in the Park is coming up on this coming weekend.
Yes, it is. Now, it's going to be absolutely amazing atmosphere down at the Sound Shield in the Burnie Park this Sunday. Lots of local bands bringing live music back into this iconic space.
Tell us some of those acts.
Yeah, some of the acts. Burnie High Band, one of my favourites. I love Blank Space. They're going to be performing alongside Charlotte Woods and the Disciples of the Cavern. They're both from Don College. So it's great to see some local young people coming. Jada Lee Crossey from Ulverston Secondary College will be playing, and the Stingrays from Deloraine High School. All going to be there, so really looking forward to that.
And I believe special guest artist is guitar playing extraordinaire, Mr. Marcus Winwood.
He is an extraordinaire. Big shout out to Marcus. So he's a fantastic musician. Great to have him there. It's going to be a free event. It's alcohol and drug free as well, and it kicks off from 12 noon this Sunday at the Sound Shell.
We're only a few weeks away from Christmas, can you believe that? And make sure those listening this morning keep the date free for Friday, the 16th of December. We've got the big Christmas party Australian Street Party coming up and Christmas Parade.
Yes, we have. And Lee, I am one of those people that's already got their Christmas tree up, so I'm not sure if I'm if that's what you meant to do until tomorrow, but it's up. And, you know, it's exciting to have the Bernie Christmas Parade and Street Party back. We haven't had it for a couple of years. So, as you said, Friday the 16th, lots of festivities at the Bernie Christmas Parade, Street Party, 5 till 9 in Wilmot Street. There's going to be live music, food vendors, kids entertainment. We've got late night trading at participating businesses as well. So, you know, it's going to be a fantastic event.
Those that want to enter a float, feel free. You've got until Friday the 9th of December. You can pop into the studios and offices here at 7BU 31A Wilson Street, Burnie during office hours. You can fill out an entry form on our website, 7BU.com.au, and 7BU proud to be a part of the Burnie Christmas Parade again this year, as you just alluded to. Great to have it back after all the COVID of the last couple of years or so, and you and the Burnie City Council.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. Thanks, Lee. And look, after the parade, I do believe that Mr. and Mrs. Claus are going to be joining us at the street party to have photos with the kids. So very nice of them to stop on their busy trek to come and have photos with the kids in Burnie.
Just a little specialty there for the kids. And wrapping it up, the Northwest Academy of Dance presents Mary Poppins.
Yeah, this is going to be sensational. They're stepping back in time when they present the magical story of Mary Poppins. Who doesn't know that story? It's happening at the Arts Theatre this Saturday. And there's two shows, Lee. So there's one at 11:30 and or to 1:30, and then one at 3 till 5. So depending on which one you can get to, please go along. Wonderful performance. Tickets are available now at our box office or online at burniearts.net. Tickets is $29.50 for an adult or $19.50 for children under 17. And, you know, we've got lots of performances and shows in our 2023 subscription season. So make sure you grab a copy of the events from our box office as well and book the dates in.
Lovely. Deputy Mayor from Burnie City Council, Giovanna Simpson, have a great day and a great week. We'll talk some more again a little after 7 next Wednesday.
We certainly will. Thanks, Lee.